sat in a pew in the middle of the opening prayer. As the preacher did stand and the sermon began, I wondered why I was still there. A half hour later, I felt something greater than I'd ever felt before. My mind was racing and my body bracing, for I didn't know what was in store. Oh, how the glory did roll, what a thrill to my soul, when I knelt at an altar of prayer. Still fresh in my mind, the day I did fly, the Lord waiting patiently there. The day and the hour, I felt saving power, what a joy for my heart to find. My future was changed, the day I got saved, oh yes, I remember. I stood from the pew as the choir sang "Just As I Am." For the next 30 seconds I could feel the Lord beckon as the knuckles turned white on my hands. I stepped in the aisle, it was just a short while before at the altar I came. But by 12:09 I was feeling just fine, for I knew that my soul had been saved. Oh, how the glory did roll, what a thrill to my soul, when I knelt at an altar of prayer. Still fresh in my mind, the day I did find, the Lord waiting patiently there. The day and the hour, I felt saving power, what a joy for my heart to find. My future was changed the day I got saved, oh yes, I remember the time. How the glory did roll, what a thrill to my soul, when I knelt at an altar of prayer. Still fresh in my mind, the day I did find, the Lord waiting patiently there.
Yes, I remember the time I got saved. Do you remember when you were saved? That was music by the Down East Boys. And this is the Gospel Time program. I'm your host, Dave Rigg. And during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. This one is from the Integrity Quartet. It's "I Bring You Forgiveness." You are listening to Gospel Time.
You've led my story. I was the one who was crippled. I wanted to walk. I knew I'd never be able. I had dreams of running through the beautiful hills, but woke up to realize I never will. Forever helpless, lying so quiet and still. That's when my friends determined to take me to Jesus. But the house was so full, there'd be no way he could see us. through a hole in the roof. They lowered my bed. When I looked in his eyes, here's what he said: "You've come for healing, but I give you something instead.
I bring you forgiveness. I bring you righteousness. Receive your deliverance, 'cause I bring you life forevermore. Stand up for redemption and walk in salvation. I give you all of this. I bring you forgiveness."
Just like that man, you see, I too have a story. I was crippled by sin, needing a touch of God's glory. My friends came and told me that he was the way, so I asked him to help me. That's all I could pray, but praise God, he heard me, and this is what I heard him say:
"I bring you forgiveness, I bring you righteousness, receive your deliverance, 'cause I bring you life forevermore. Stand up for redemption and walk in salvation. I give you all of this. I bring you forgiveness. Stand up for redemption and walk in salvation. I give you all of this. I bring you forgiveness. I give you all of this. I bring you
In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12, God's Word says, "As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Almighty God, our prayer today is for those people who are discouraged. We pray that you would send to them today at the right time people with a kind word, perhaps a phone call, or Lord, maybe they'll receive a letter that might be a real lift to his or her spirits. And Lord, we also pray that you would help us to always be willing to take the time to care for those who are struggling. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Spirit of the Savior, I was filled at an old-fashioned meeting. My memory lingers still in that little old wooden church way out on the hill. You can hear
people singing,
bargain we would be. Then we'd start out on our journey over rocks and over rails to that little old wooden church way out on the hill. You can hear the
May, I'm going to do something real big for God.
You're finally going to go next door and talk to Andy?
Nope. Picture a 360-foot statue of Jesus in our backyard with a fish in one hand and a loaf of French bread in the other.
That's nice, Stu Bob.
Where's that sack of cement I had?
You mean the one you bought to engrave the entire Bible on?
Yeah, that's right.
It's next to the paint you were going to use for the mural of the Last Supper.
You don't think I'm gonna do this, do you?
Stu Bob, every time you get inspired, you want to do something so big that you just can't do it.
Well, these things take time.
Why don't you start by talking to Andy?
I don't want to touch just one person. I want to touch thousands.
No, you don't. You want to do anything you can but talk to your neighbor.
I know. I'll make Christian radio messages and play them on the radio.
That still ain't talking to your neighbor. Will you go next door?
A message from Lifeline Productions.
Amen. You have a next-door neighbor who does not know Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior? Well, you ought to be telling them about Jesus. Here's a song from Newground. It's called Hands Scarred by the Nails.
Jesus' hands once had no blemish. They were perfectly fine, but sin caused those nail prints, and the sin was all mine. I was unworthy, there's no doubt in my mind that I was saved by the scars that his love left behind. I am trusting in and scarred by the nails. Where he leads me, I'll follow, whatever it may entail. That fed thousands were nailed to the old rugged cross. The price for the freedom of those hopelessly lost. But the power those hands held was not left behind. I felt it the day that his hand slipped in mine. I'm trusting in
Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from His love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and sympathetic? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one heart and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't think only about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they are doing. Your attitude should be the same that Christ Jesus had. Though He was God, He did not demand and cling to His rights as God. He made Himself nothing. He took the humble position of a slave and appeared in human form. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. a military base.
The first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Modern science has changed our world.
But it's also presented us with a new set of problems.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 says,
increased knowledge equals increased sorrow.
So do we know too much?
Not really, but all this knowledge needs perspective.
God is still in control.
And he still knows more than we do.
And he still has a plan for your life.
That's what wisdom is, knowledge in perspective.
So be wise. Read about wisdom and knowledge in Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
Godly wisdom. A thought from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Last night in a dream, I took a journey. I was trembling as I stood among the crowd. Some said, crucify him. Others mocked and laughed. Not one soul came forward to speak on his behalf. I found myself drawn to this stranger. And I saw such compassion in his eyes. Then he said, the debt you owed will soon be covered when the Lamb of God is crucified. That's why they call it grace. That's why they call it mercy. The one called him.
Karen Peck and New River, and that's why they call it grace.
You didn't hear this from me,
okay,
but
tell me the latest.
Yeah, about. But
if
I wouldn't
you
want
only
this
knew
to
she
go
was really
any
like
further.
How much
did you hear what she did
done.
Then?
This is Elizabeth George. For me, gossip was a serious struggle. Oh, I knew God spoke specifically to women who gossip, but I did it anyway. I tried everything, like taping little notes on the telephone. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it helpful? I prayed each day, and still I gossiped. I was so sick of failing. I finally reached the point where I asked God to do radical surgery. Real change only began when I started to confess gossip as a sin each time I did it. I've had some lapses, but confession of sin was a turning point. You know, it's one of the secrets of becoming a woman after God's own heart.
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, that's B-O-N-E-G-A-P, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.